Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What is up?
Oh, I'm fired up right now.
How are you?
I'm sounding great today.
There are all kinds of things going on in here today.
Yes.
That the listeners need to know about.
So if you,
or maybe they don't.
If you hear a new richness to my tone, there's a reason why. I'm working with performance enhancers right now. And quite frankly, I couldn't be any happier about it.
So one of the exciting things that has come out of COVID, which there aren't many.
No, there's not. The no traffic thing is still nice. If I got to come up with one positive, it's going to be the lack of traffic. When that eventually comes back, that's going to be a real fly in the ointment. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that and just crowds.
Yeah.
It's just thinner out there.
That's true.
And that's great.
Except there's no place to go to not be in a crowd. So, you know, that's a little.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, there's really not a whole lot of places to go.
I was just at the UPS store, and they only allow three at a time. It's great.
Well, that's good.
No lines?
Yeah, a lot of times there's lines to get into places now.
Yeah, there wasn't a line outside.
Okay, well, that's good.
I would have just driven off.
I was driving by Target today, and not like I was going in Target, but the line to get into Target was around the block.
Mm.
Because
they only let so many people in.
Yeah, they let so many people in. And, it's like IKEA was doing this over the weekend. There's a
hey,
line.
Look. I can get used to this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're okay with it?
There's no
you're,
one.
You're okay with lines?
Well, there's no one in the office.
That's true.
There's, like you say, the traffic is way less.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go into stores or anything.
Now, I did make the mistake today.
It's great.
I've been keeping the masks in the car, right? And you just break one out when you need it. I was on my way to Freddy's to pick up just a quick little thing today after working out. Didn't have the mask in the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
I tied a shirt.
Were you shamed?
I tied a shirt around my face. Like, you can't go in. Like,
they won't even let you in?
No, they won't even let you in.
I just figured they'd let you in, but everybody would yell at you and scowl at you.
So I took a sweaty tank top. And,
although you couldn't see the scowl because they're all fat.
That's true.
Masked up
and the glasses.
They're all fat?
No, I know. I misspoke. Gloss over that. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, I had to tie the gross sweaty shirt around my face and head in. So I did. I felt a little embarrassed about that because everyone else had like nice, you know, hey, I mean to do this sort of things. Meanwhile, me, I got an Alabama like gross tank top tied around my face. It was a little. I tried to fold it the best way I could to make it look like, hey, this is an intentional sort of thing. But I was judged, and I probably should have been judged.
You got to do what you got to do.
I mean, what are you gonna do? It's either that or I drive all the way home. I was at the store, had parked when I realized I didn't have the mask. It was really, and then I was like, well, maybe they have masks there that like when you
tell
go
you what,
in. No.
This designer mask thing.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Oh my God. Everybody's making them now.
Yeah.
And you're no one unless you have a cool one.
Yeah. I feel like I don't really have a cool one. Although one of your buddies sent me one and it's just plain black, but it's the best mask I've had so
me
far.
Too.
I'd like
me
to
too.
Give them some props, but I don't know what, I don't know what the deal is. Like,
I'll find out for you.
Yeah, it's a good mask, though.
We'll give him some love.
But I left that one. I had gone somewhere, and then when I went home, I brought it inside with me, and I forgot to put it back in the car.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
That's only one of the things going on in the studio right now.
Yeah, the main thing is one of the good things to come out of COVID here at Intercom Portland.
The WinTech.
Is they've given us all our own microphone windscreens for the first time ever.
Yeah, I think like
which they probably should have been doing the whole time.
Yeah,
but.
Like mic condoms. Basically, the little furry part on the microphone, so that when you're breathing all over it, it's just your own spittle that you're inhaling, as opposed to everyone else.
Especially because Rob likes to literally eat his while he's talking.
Yeah, it took a pandemic for us to care about any sort of hygiene whatsoever.
That is one, except for Cam. I feel like Cam has been on the forefront of this for years. He does not like germs and dirtiness, but the rest of us, we're filthy human
beings.
We've
never cared.
No, I've never once thought about it. Although sometimes when you look down at the mic sock, boy, there's just some stuff on there. Like you just look at it and you're like, ah, and then you immediately ignore it and you go right back to shoving your face right into it.
So, they gave us new mic windscreens, and mine's black.
Yeah.
I'm the man in black now. I'm wearing a black shirt today. I've got the black mask.
Now, I will tell you, you have a black heart.
Black soul.
Now, to be fair, eyes. Everyone has, like, they just ordered everyone in black. There is no, everyone got the same black mic screen. The Wintech model 2421, by the way, which is a massive improvement over the 2040-20. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. Go on, Wintech, step your game up. But I noticed when I looked down, because it is a little confusing, because sometimes you forget to take yours off, and then...
And then someone takes it off for you and puts it on the table. There is currently one sitting in the middle of your table.
Yeah, and so it's a little confusing, even though our names are on the box, if you forget to put it in the box. And so I happened to glance down one day at the Wintech box, and I saw that not only is it available in black... It's available in like 15 to 20 other colors. Mm. I'm like, what the hell, man? Why are we all using black mics?
We need our pastels up in here.
That's right. And of course, I saw number 20 right here, neon pink, went to Crazy Eyes McGinley. Next thing I know, pink mic screen on its way to me.
And you just got it today.
Yes.
So I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, as I talk to Big Sook, although I can't see his mouth. Isn't that a weird thing that you guys maybe didn't know? Can you see my mouth? Where you're from your vantage point?
Yeah, I can see the upper part of it.
See, I can only see your eyes and your nose. It's very odd because you're covered by a computer screen.
Well, I have to sit lower than you because my legs don't go underneath the table otherwise. So Rob has the elevate. He's got the high ground.
But from what
he's
see,
he's got the dangly feet.
Yes,
when
he
I
does.
Look over the thing, yeah. I see a pink windscreen and it's fantastic. Yeah. So Sook is. It's only a matter of time before it's bedazzled.
I'm cloud nine right now. This is fantastic. And I've got to get mad props because not only did Crazy Eyes McGinley, engineer extraordinaire, order me.
Mad props, still a thing?
Mad props. Not only did he order me.
Mike, do the kids still say that?
No.
What am I supposed to say? What would be the appropriate?
I don't know. Let's go to Mike.
Much love. Kudos.
What do the kids say now?
I don't know what the kids say now. I just know I haven't heard mad props in a
mad props?
While. I don't know.
Yo.
But not only did Crazy Eyes McGinley in a timely fashion order me. My pink here, so I'm talking into the pink. The wrapping paper that it came in was customized wrapping paper of Crazy Eyes McGinley wearing a Santa hat, giving me the thumbs up. He has his own wrapping paper,
which is great.
Now instantly I'm going to need to know where he got his own wrapping paper, because now I feel totally inadequate that I don't have wrapping paper with my own face on it. That's like, that was the best thing ever.
It does seem like a Sook thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like now
presents with me on them. That's fantastic.
I don't know, man. I feel like now you are kind of a copycat.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of McGinley's thing. And
it is true.
You're stealing his bit. You're better than that.
It is fantastic.
Or at least seemingly.
Yeah. Am I really better than that?
Black mics matter.
So do pink ones, though.
Yep. Mine, I didn't have the energy to go order another one. I'm just happy to have this nice black one.
I'm telling you, man, I'm looking down at this pink mic and it makes me excited. It makes me fired up to do whatever it is that we're going to do.
Appreciate you. But see what everybody's saying on the text line there?
No, because my computer is still loading.
I say everybody. There's one.
There's one.
But appreciate you?
No.
Maybe it's the new
appreciate
thing.
You. Well,
appreciate it?
Instead Crazy of, as McGinley.
That's what I say.
Appreciate it.
Well, there you go.
I say appreciate.
And I do feel like I need to take this home, and I feel like a nice row here at the tip, a bedazzle would spruce this
flare
up.
Flare it out.
Bit.
The tip of the pink?
Yeah, well, that's not the tip. That'd be the base. The base of the pink. I need to have some sort of glittery, bedazzled, rhinestone-encrusted sort of thing. I feel like I need to take this mic screen to the next level.
Could the new mad props be Hundo P?
Hundo P.
Is that a thing?
Hundo P. Well, you know what? McGinley went Hundo P on the pink mic.
Well, McGinley's the man.
The rappy pair.
I'd like to give him a round of applause. Jeff McGinley and our entire engineering department is great. They're greatness. And they're working through all this pandemic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else hides out at home.
They plow right through it.
They're in there right now. Typing away.
Doing crazy engineer type stuff. Oh.
Yeah, with boxes of tools sitting around.
There's like a soldering iron there. And he's got, there's things.
Yeah, there's always screwdrivers everywhere.
Yeah. He loaned me a ladder the other day. Look, things are looking up in the engineer
department.
And he loaned
me a flash drive the other day.
Oh.
A man of many things.
Yeah, see, he's got everything. That ladder, by the way, on the freeway, but you want that now, huh?
I destroyed my ladder.
Huh? Why? What'd you do?
So
is this something I missed on the show?
I don't think I
No, week? You did not talk about
this. So this was a while back. We had a bit of a windstorm.
Hey, I saw they changed the name of the Civil War.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, we did. We mentioned that a little bit. In a stunning development, was very calm and no one had like a knee-jerk reaction and flew off the handle.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
None whatsoever. A while back, we had a windstorm, and it blew. I've got big trees in the yard, and it blew this huge branch that was probably, like a good 30-foot branch in, it was a sizable thing, and it was hanging by just kind of like a thread. And I'm like, well, that's not good, because if that comes down, I'm like, that can really hurt someone. So I had to go up and cut it down. So I got the old chainsaw out and took the Warner ladder out. Felt like I had a pretty good ladder. It was a 12-footer. I feel like it was a quality item. So I went up there to saw it down and kind of tried to get it near the breaking point. But I couldn't because that was too high up. But I was like, all right, we'll make a couple cuts and we'll try to get it. Well, when I cut the bottom half off of it, it fell. And when it fell and hit the ground, it kind of rolled over on itself and rolled into the base of the ladder and just took it like it
oh, no.
Completely buckled. And I was on top of said ladder at the time with a chainsaw. Luckily, I was able to ditch the chainsaw and then kind of ride the ladder to the ground.
Wow.
Yeah. I was.
That's harrowing.
I was a little freaked out. Like, you got a chainsaw in your hand and you realize that the ladder.
This is the second time you've done this.
Not
the ladder part, but you've had a chainsaw where something bad happened and then you.
Yes.
The first time you cut your knee wide open. And
that is true.
This time you've evolved to.
Oh, believe me, man. I don't know if there is a record for a chainsaw toss on top of a ladder, but I think I won it.
Toss that, baby.
I mean, it was a good 15 to 20 feet out. I mean, it was a chest pass, Bob Cousy style, get it the hell out of there. And then I realized that the ladder was going down. And so I just kind of held onto the top and I rode it down and then kind of did one of those jump offs at the bottom of it. And I was actually quite pleased. Once I got done peeing myself out of my Brock Lesnar fear pee, I was pretty happy with the response. But the ladder is, it's no more. It's completely
gone. In moments like that, they say you don't think, you just react.
100%.
And you reacted well.
Yes.
Nice work.
Yeah. But it's when you're on top of a ladder, I don't know if you've ever had it, but when the ladder slips or buckles or whatever, it is an awful.
It's horrible.
Awful feeling.
Can I one up that? I have a quick ladder story.
Yeah. What do you got?
I was up on my roof cleaning the gutters the other day. By the way, that is a beautiful pink. It really is.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
It suits you.
It's very vibrant.
Yeah. Do you like it, Mike?
I love it.
Yeah. That's good.
Sook's mic got disconnected again.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll tell a story.
Well, his mic is still on. He can use it. He just can't hear me.
Oh, he can't hear you right now? Cuss at him. Live on the air.
I'm good.
He wouldn't even hear it. What was I saying? Okay, so I was up on the roof cleaning my gutters.
Yeah.
And in order to get the back gutters, I have to. This is why I wanted to pick up that ladder off the freeway, because it was a taller ladder than my ladder. And a taller ladder would allow me to just get on the ladder and clean the gutters from the ladder instead of getting on the roof, right? Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
My ladder, I have to get on the front of the house via that ladder because it's only so tall and then walk over to the back gutters to clean them out from the roof. And it's kind of harrowing, quite frankly.
Totally makes sense.
So I don't have a taller ladder, even though I want one. My smaller ladder was tripped up while I was on the roof by the leaf blower cord and fell. Now
you're stuck.
I'm on the roof. This was a couple weekends ago. I'm on the roof and there's no ladder. My wife's inside. I text her. Or no, wait, I don't have my phone. I don't have my phone with me.
Just yelling?
No, she was watching. I don't know what she was doing. She didn't come out. There was no way I was getting a hold of her. So I just sat up there.
Yeah.
And I was waiting because it was getting ready to rain, it looked like. And I'm like, oh, I better get out of here. So I was going to jump because it's very, it's not that far. I probably could have jumped.
broken a leg.
Yeah. I didn't want to break a leg or, hurt myself.
Sure.
And guess what happens?
What?
A friend of mine drives by.
Just
he's like, hey, Rob.
On random, he's like, Rob, yeah. Why are you on the roof?
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? Like, well, could you put my ladder up there for me? It was Tony.
Really?
Yeah, Tony drove
Faz?
By. Not Faz, oh, another Tony.
Another Tony.
Garcia.
Okay.
My dear friend.
I don't know Garcia, but that's
he's an old basketball buddy.
You know, if you were a religious man, like my brother, he would have said that that's a gift from God. God sent Tony there to rescue you from.
He's like, hey, is this your house? I'm like, no, I'm just sitting on the roof of some guy's house.
Climbed up here. I got stuck. I don't know if about you, but just randomly for S's and giggles, I climb on random roofs.
Do you want to know what else happened?
What?
That's kind of funny that the listeners would probably get a kick out of. You know who else walked by?
What?
So I was waiting for somebody to say, hey.
I love apparently you have the most trafficked neighborhood in the world.
Well, it's a pretty busy intersection.
All right.
It is.
Well, it did have a garbage truck
there,
walk through it.
Right. There's no stop light, but there are. It's like it's six-way stop sign. It's a weird one.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you remember the whole thing with the one-armed girl at the at the panini shop?
Yeah, we caught a lot of flack for that.
She walked by.
Okay. Did she yell at you and call you a son of a gun?
Well, I don't think she knows who I am.
Well, I think we're public enemy number one.
I know. And so in my head, I'm like.
How did you know it was her?
Well, because she had one arm.
Is every one arm, like, that's the only one arm girl?
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot. And so she walks by.
Oh, that's Isaac Grubb saying that, not me.
Well, she's hot.
No, I'm not.
She's good looking.
I'm not going down those roads. We got in trouble last time.
No, we didn't. Some idiot got pissed, didn't even hear it. She's an idiot. And she can F right off.
Yowzers.
Now, this girl is, she's very nice.
Yes.
But I've never been back in the panini shop. But apparently she still works there. She walks by.
I don't think you're welcome in the panini shop.
Yeah, probably.
Again.
I'd probably get kicked out if they knew I was in there. Anyway, she walks by and I'm like, well, I kind of need somebody to pick up that ladder. It looks like it's going to rain, but I don't want to start. I mean, like in case she does recognize me, she goes, you. It's like straight out of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, ha ha.
She takes
the
ladder and throws it over the neighbor's fence. It's like, screw you.
Exactly. So I let her just walk on by. And then Tony drove by. So it was all. And then we were all fine.
Look, I'm in the.
Thank you.
I believe this is a bit of an upset because I thought my ladder story was pretty good, right? Tree fell into it, threw the chainsaw. You had a better ladder story than me.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys.
You
all
had that thing just holstered.
Yeah, I never told you, but
you in the
reminded me.
Yeah, in the battle of ladder stories, you win. The fact that the Tony story is one thing, but the fact that the one-armed girl came by, it's like an episode of The Fugitive.
That's what I mean. It was weird. Like, it was a moment.
Nope.
All my enemies walk by at once, and it's like, oh, damn it.
The guy that runs Bike Portland drive by next on his Schwinn.
Yeah, then Ron Peebo comes by. Ha-ha! Finally, the upper hand.
Starts throwing things at you up on the roof. Holy cow. He's like, am I bugging you, Rob? Am I bugging you? Just tossing rocks
up there.
Hey,
Ron, I'm so sorry about everything. Could you lift that ladder, please? Put that thing
I wonder
back
if Ron Peebo would. Do you think?
I think he still hates you guys, right?
Oh, he does.
Yeah, but he doesn't live here.
With a fiery passion. But if he happened to be walking by and he's back in Portland, do you think he picks up the ladder?
No.
No, I don't think he does.
I think actually him throwing rocks at Rob is probably the best guess that you could have made.
He'd probably steal the ladder.
He probably like goes up to the ladder and instead picks up a rock and just hucks it at him.
Do you think Neil O'Shea picks up your ladder?
No. No.
Our enemies are wide and vast. Yeah.
All right.
I still feel like you're burying the lead.
What?
We have received
our
bags of happiness.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot to report today here, guys. We have received Heather's Chex Mix.
Yes!
Or wait, what do you call that?
She calls it the bag of happiness.
Yeah, those are great.
You missed it. I had to call John and Heather out on Friday. You would have been proud, the honorable I ever rap.
Why?
I laid it to him. In the court of law, even though you weren't here, boy, I had damning testimony against John and Heather, and I believe I guilted them into making us bag of happiness.
Suk really, really was on one on Friday.
What do you mean? What happened?
John's a liar, and quite frankly, needed to be called out
now,
on
what
it.
Do you think about it? Let me go to a more stable and impartial.
A stable genius.
Knowing Suk, I think you can probably assume.
Yes.
That a lot of his points were exaggerated.
He latches onto things like a pit bull.
Also, completely fabricated, but yet made to sound very real.
No. Suk?
He did an incredible job of convincing people that John was cheating at video game Mariners.
Oh.
Even though he never has.
Okay.
But
why would you do that to your brother?
Oh, believe me, there's a lot of rumors swirling right now that he is a cheating bastard. And all I did was bring those concerns to the general public. John had no response to it. And I think we've all concluded that John is the Houston Astros of video baseball. And his entire season here is a sham.
John brought Heather on for mailing it in so Heather would defend him.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather dropped a bomb in Sook's lap that Sook just had to use. She said, "Don't you know how much he hates Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds?" Lo and behold, John has traded back for Nelson Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the MVP of the league and the best player and hit 71 home runs.
She tried using the fact that John hates cheating and the integrity of baseball and he hates steroid users.
Brought in Nelson Cruz, who's his best player.
Yeah. So
you're a good attorney.
And I absolutely
it was really impressive.
Latch onto that like a pit bull.
And I happen to bring up that not only did he lie about that, but last time he was before the Honorable I Everett Ropp, he was convicted of lying to the court.
He did lie in that scenario.
He lost.
No, I mean
he's a Sook.
Yeah. And he did say that he was gonna bring us bag of happiness, and that had never happened. So that's lie number three. Three strikes and you're out.
Well,
he's
here's our
clearly
bag.
Clearly a cheater.
This is a great I can already tell I haven't
It's delicious.
Ripped into it yet?
This is
a great mix.
It's delicious.
It looks like a really unique mix.
Yes.
It is.
All the good things about
it. There's like wasabi peas in there, but also M&Ms. I'm very curious.
Yeah. All right. We got to go.
We're way over.
Long. A lot of ladder talk.
Yeah.
Again.
Hey,
who had that in primetime bingo? All right. Listen, here's the thing. We got to talk some sports, okay?
Yes.
We start with Patriots talk.
Yes.
A couple of bits of Patriots news.
Ready?
Break. We'll do that next. It is 321 on the fan.
Bro.
Prime time with Isaac and Sook on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, we will talk about two Pac-12 schools needing new apparel deals, apparently.
There's going to be a legal battle over this.
But first, Bill, our poll question at 1080thefan.com, as always, brought to you by AAA. Heating and cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years, AAAIAQ.com. Which is a bigger story, Cam Newton to the Patriots or the Patriots punished again for illegally filming an opponent?
I love the fact that the Patriots, by the way, managed to get the illegal filming just wiped off the books simply by hiring Cam Newton.
Right.
Like that would have been the sports story, and then they went and hired Cam.
No, it didn't get past us. Didn't get past this
but
show.
But no one's talking about it because you just signed a former MVP.
Yeah, I would imagine that sports radio all across the country today has gotten their money's worth out of the Cam Newton story.
Certainly.
Because,
well, it's kind of a big deal.
It is, and COVID.
Well, Tom Brady, you know, it's last time I checked, pretty good at football, leaves, and it's like, oh, what are the Patriots going to do? They just signed a former MVP.
But if you didn't know, the Patriots were punished again. We talked about the story when it came out that the Patriots were doing this, but they just now been punished. They lose a third round draft pick and they get fined $1.1 million because they were filming the crappy ass Bengals while they were playing the Browns in Cleveland. The Patriots got clearance from the Browns to film it because they said they were doing an in-house like video series,
like a documentary sort of thing.
And they didn't tell the Bengals or the NFL, and then they filmed the Bengals sideline because they were playing the Bengals the very next week. So they lose a third-round draft pick, and they get fined a minimal sum of money.
It's one of the great you can't make this
freaking
up with
Patriots.
The Patriots. You just can't.
What is their deal?
Well, they can't help themselves. It's like, remember when, like, Kelvin Sampson or, like, at Oklahoma or who was the SMU, right? They use like you can't help yourself. You just can't help but cheat. They feel like if they're not pushing the boundaries, then they're not doing everything possible. So they just it's just an illness. They have to cheat. And here's the thing, it's the Bengals.
I know.
Like, why not cheat when you play the Ravens or in the playoffs?
Well, don't you think
Cincinnati Bengals?
Wait, don't you think they probably do? Like, this can't be the only thing that they've done.
I can't imagine.
If they do stuff like this, they probably find ways to do it. You know, a myriad of ways to do it.
I guess. It's just the most random thing in the world. Well, I mean, but Cleveland signed off on it. Cleveland was fine with it. But really, you get
but they didn't know they were filming the Bengals sidelines. They didn't put two and two together because, well, they're the Browns.
Sure.
But is this like somewhat like the baseball cheating in a sense that we know everybody does it to some extent? We just don't know who goes the furthest. Well, we do in baseball because the Astros.
Well, and I think we know who goes the furthest in the NFL, and that's clearly the New England Patriots, right? And this has been around as far as like communications going haywire when you're at Gillette Stadium. And I mean, you hear rumors every now and then about, you know, again, comms being leaked or, you know, things being filmed. Everyone's paranoid about this. My offensive line coach at BYU was obsessed with this. When we would go on the road and we would have walkthroughs in the stadium on Fridays, he would literally take binoculars and just scan the crowd, looking for anyone that he thought might be like a covert agent. Chip Kelly, remember the first time we went down to the Rose Bowl when they played Ohio State? Chip had a guy out on the top of the stadium, the high school stadium they were playing, with a big telephoto lens, and he was scanning the horizon looking for drones or anyone that could be filming from a distance.
He also had an AR-15.
He was just ready to go, and Jill was there pointing it. I mean, so like coaches have been paranoid about this stuff, so clearly there are examples of people doing this, but New England certainly takes it to an all-new level, and they've been caught multiple times, and yet they still can't keep their hand out of the cookie jar.
Somebody asked me over the weekend what I thought of the Astros thing, and I said, look, I'm not one for hyperbole and like overdoing it.
Yeah.
You know me. I think that's one of the worst cheating scandals. It's the worst cheating scandal of my lifetime. Like, I just can't believe what the links the Astros went to. Mm-hmm.
And I also
it's unbelievable.
When I think
and
that
they should
that
be
is,
punished way more than, including the players, they should be punished way more than they have been.
Well, I think that has a bigger impact. I
right.
When you know if it's a breaking ball or an offseason, when you can know what that is, and we've seen some of the splits, they're amazing numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, the Yankees did it too, so let's not.
Yeah, but not to the extent of the Astros.
Look, quit. Just the Yankees are cheating bastards
we
too.
We hate the Yankees.
Yeah, we hate the Yankees.
Sorry, Mike.
But, Red Sox also did it.
Yeah, we hate them too. But mostly the Astros.
Who did it worse, Red Sox or Yankees?
I think they did it similar.
And then the
I
Astros
think it was relaying it if there was a runner on second, and you know that kind of thing.
But that has a much bigger impact, right. I think, than anything that the Patriots.
Now, with regard to the Patriots, though, why I bring that up is I just think the Astros are in a class of their own in terms of
agreed
cheating. Like that is not going overboard to say that those players should be suspended for a year, 2 years, or whatever. Like, it's
yes
unbelievable how
the integrity of the game.
They slipped through the cracks on that. But with the Patriots, I just don't think it lands the same. I think people at this point, is it maybe a little bit of an eye roll, even though it shouldn't be? I think some people maybe view it that way because we've been down this road with the Patriots before.
Sure.
And we also think that, well, because this is true, there's a faction of baseball fans that are like, yeah, cheating in baseball. Of course, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Everybody's probably trying something, stealing signs, you know, big deal. It's age old. So I wonder if some of that, people are just like, meh, the Patriots.
Is it possible that we wasted all of our outrage on the steroid scandal, like in all sports?
And it should be directed at the Astros and Patriots?
Well, just that maybe we gave at the office, and now we just don't have any more to give.
Yeah.
Like I was so angry about that, and now I'm done. Because now when someone gets caught with roids, it's like, whatever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, sure.
We're so over that.
Yeah. Remember we had the congressional hearings, and Biden was up there during that whole thing, and he was yelling at Rafael Palmeiro and Waxman. Yeah, he was the guy leading that, and he's all sorts of creepy up there.
I think he died.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
His creepy Vincent Price mustache.
Let's look.
I just remember Biden up there yelling at Palmeiro saying, it's people like you that took me out. I was a good ball player back in the day, but it's because of that. I'm like, yeah, Joe.
Henry Waxman, still alive.
That's why you're not in the bigs, Joe, is steroid users. Okay, buddy. But it's like that was such a huge hot button topic, and now everyone just kind of, shrugs their shoulders. I'm trying to think of the last thing in sports that we were really – like as far as a cheating or competitive advantage thing, I'm trying to think of the last thing that we were really outraged about.
Well, it was that.
Yeah.
It was that.
Like outside of that, we roll on.
Well, a lot of people were outraged by the Patriots, you know, with Spygate and Deflategate, but this just doesn't, it's like,
yeah, see, and I
mean, a third round pick is, you know, it's significant.
Sure.
They lose a third round pick for this.
Well, $1.1 million.
Which isn't as significant.
No, it is not.
But,
well, Robert Kraft, I mean, that's like a, you know, that's his Ages of Orca, like, tab for a little bit. He may have to cut down on that.
And maybe they get a pass because it was the Bengals?
I think there may be something to that. If this,
or that they won six titles, and so it's just like, dude, they're just that good.
They're that
good. Yeah.
But had this been, the Patriots versus the Chiefs in the AFC title game, does this land with a bigger Does this land with a bigger thud? Is that you know, they knocked off Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Does. Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Or you know, the comeback against the Falcons, if there's an element of that. But you're right. Regular season, Cincinnati.
But we don't know the extent there. I mean, they could have been.
It's possible.
Doing it in the playoffs. If they're doing it to the Bengals, stands to reason they're probably doing it against better teams too, right?
One would think.
Like, why would they only? Boy, we really got to watch out for that one win team. I mean, we need a little extra footage.
Yeah, we're not going to be happy.
Everybody else, we're fine. Yeah. But Bengals.
We really, really got to dial in on this one, boys. Yeah.
All right, vote on our poll question, 1080thefan.com. It is 334. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, look. Patriots punished for cheating again. But who cares about that? They signed Cam Newton. Let's talk about it.
I'm telling you, it is a brilliant move on the part of New England. Like, hey, guys, we're about to go down for cheating again. How do we get this off the front page? Let's just go ahead and sign Cam Newton.
And Jadeveon Clowney, which they didn't. But.
No, Clowney is still unsigned.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, he is. There are a few guys unsigned. Everson Griffin's still out there.
Uh-huh. Well, and kind of I feel like Everson Griffin's just waiting for Jadeveon Clowney to sign.
Antonio Brown?
Yeah, but I don't think Antonio Brown's going to get signed.
Colin Kaepernick?
Again, not going to get signed.
Dez Bryant?
Not going to get signed.
Josh Gordon?
You know, he may get signed.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he back to being...
Well, it's weird. And
allowed
to
play?
Yeah, well, there's no more weed tests in the NFL, but he doesn't get a clean slate, which is kind of interesting. So going forward, you really can't get suspended for weed anymore, but Josh Gordon comes in with some restrictions still placed on him. So I know some people were a little bothered with that everyone didn't get a clean slate, but he may end up getting signed. I don't think those others will, minus the two defensive ends. They're 100% going to get signed. It's just odd that they're two really effective players. I mean, Pro Bowl level players. Clowney is a real difference maker, and yet neither one of them has a job. Although Clowney, it sounds like, has been offered plenty of deals. He just doesn't want to take any. I haven't really heard a whole lot about Everson Griffin other than, you know, there's some interest there. And for whatever reason, it just I haven't heard a whole lot about someone jumping on him. I've always said that if Clowney wants the price tag that he's demanding, he wants 18 plus, I'd take Everson Griffin. And sounds like you can get him for somewhere in the $7 to $8 million range. I'd rather have the $7 to $8 million contract and go spend the money somewhere else.
Clowney's 27.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's right in his prime.
Yep.
Griffin is the guy who had to take a leave of absence for mental health, some mental health issues he was working through.
Yep, had a little bit of a breakdown, but came back and had a Pro Bowl caliber season.
Yeah, he came back. And so I wonder if that has something to do with his...
It's possible.
...not being signed.
Well,
but.
And he got released from Minnesota simply from a cap casualty. I think he had 10 and a half sacks. I mean, he's a really quality player and has been, although he's a little bit older. I want to say he's 31, 32. So he's certainly older than Clowney. And again, the mental health stuff, maybe that comes with a little bit of a freak out. But again, if you're Seattle and Clowney doesn't want to come back, go jump on Everson Griffin.
Well, there's no outrage to the Bengals cheating for whatever reason, except for this guy.
Who?
Well, I'm going to read you a text.
Oh, okay.
503-250-1080. The text line is not chock full of Patriots outrage. I think we're over that. We've already hammered them.
Yeah, Patriots are cheating. That sounds about right.
The coaching staff should be punished for continuously doing this stuff. Suspend Belichick for a year and other staff members.
I will say, if you
and I tend to agree.
If you wanted to put a stop to it,
I can't even imagine.
That'd be the way to do it.
I agree with that. It's just funny to me how.
Although something tells me
people just kind of shrug.
And maybe this was the hoodie's plan all along: get suspended, let Brady walk.
Ah.
Right, and then just tank it for a year, get Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, and move on.
And then to throw everybody off the scent, sign Cam Newton. Now we don't know what to do.
But they know that Cam's shoulder is bum, or maybe it was one of those like, I didn't get suspended for a year, fine. Give me Cam Newton, we'll go win 12 games again.
Yeah, so Cam Newton's a Patriot. That's pretty cool. I mean, it makes total sense.
Sure.
Because Jarrett Stidham, well, like, I mean, what's that all about?
Well.
And they've got some skill guys, don't they?
Two Auburn quarterbacks, right? I love how they say, that it's a competition. This is not Cam Newton's.
Right.
This is not Cam Newton's job. It's a competition between two cagey Auburn quarterbacks.
So they've got Edelman still.
Yep, they got
and they've
Edelman,
got,
they got
Nikhil, Sony.
Yeah, they got Sony Michel. They got Nikhil Harry, who was kind of a bust last year.
Henry, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Nikhil Henry or Harry? Arizona State guy?
Yeah, Nikhil.
Henry.
Henry.
Yeah.
Did I say Harry?
You said Harry.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So, I mean, I don't know how. Have they addressed their offensive line? Did they draft some offensive linemen? Or I don't know how they're doing in that department, but not a bad. I mean, that's a great spot for Cam Newton.
Sure.
One, because you're with such a great, well, great and cheating franchise mm-hmm. and a great coach and a great offensive coordinator, it seems.
Yeah.
But at the same time, well, no, I mean, I think it's a good move for both sides because the Patriots, I mean, they don't pay anything for him. They're paying, he's getting $1 million and then he can incentives, he can get up to almost eight, but yeah, that's up to him.
Sure. I mean, he comes on the cheap. It's a 1 year deal. It's a prove it deal. And if you're New England and he's back to healthy form, maybe that's a long-term solution there. If not, then
I don't know what they were going to do with Stidham.
You let him walk. And well, I kind of thought that they were just accepting the fact that they were going to have to take a step back.
Oh, it is Harry. And Keel Harry.
You
were correct.
Okay. So I was correct the first
yes,
time.
Yes, it's not Henry.
And then was corrected. And then it turns out I was correct
in
the first
Keel
time.
It's Harry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who
not to be confused with Marquise Lee,
who was not good in New England last year, but you know he's only a second year player, so maybe there's something
sucked.
There, he couldn't get off the line of scrimmage.
Brady hated him
in any shape or form.
You could see Tom Brady seething at Enkeel Harry.
Yeah, their
I thought
their roster is not very good on the offensive
you don't
side.
Think
of
so?
No,
you don't think they have a little bit to work with over there?
Offensively, no. I think
Michelle?
I think it is an old. Certainly getting older, aging, expensive roster that needs to be retooled. And so I kind of thought that New England, by not going after a quarterback, was just simply saying, okay, we're going to undergo a little bit of a transition here. We're going to take our lumps for a year or two, and we're going to rebuild through the draft, and we're going to get younger, and we'll retool. And I really thought that this year was going to be a bit of a throwaway, and then you were going to address the quarterback position next year in the draft. And you were going to go from there. And then lo and behold, you went and got Cam Newton. Now, if Cam is healthy, I don't buy the fact that this makes New England a Super Bowl contender. But if Cam Newton is healthy, it makes you probably still the favorite in that division. Although I think Buffalo, if Josh Allen doesn't suck, is a much better. I think the Buffalo roster is much better than New England's. But, you know, a healthy Cam Newton is 3 to 4 times the player that Josh Allen is. But I still don't think that even with a healthy Cam Newton, I don't think you're Baltimore. I don't think that you're Kansas City. I mean, last year you weren't even Tennessee. So, and what does this offense look like with Cam Newton? If Cam's healthy, do you just basically take the Ravens offense and you just mirror that? Or if you're Josh McDaniels, do you go ahead and say that, okay, we're going to run the same offense that we ran with Tom Brady, but then you're asking Cam Newton to be a pocket quarterback, and Cam Newton has never been a pocket quarterback. For all the greatness that is Cam Newton, and Cam Newton is greatness, I think we undervalue how good Cam Newton is. But so much of what Cam has done has been predicated on the fact that he's a physical freak, right? He just is this guy at quarterback we've never seen before. But he's also missed 2 of the last 3 basic entire seasons due to massive injuries. And he's getting older. So again, what Cam Newton do you go and see? And does he have the ability to pull a Michael Vick or a Randall Cunningham, Steve Young, if you want, guys that kind of reinvented themselves towards the back half of their careers where they were known as scrambling, athletic, runaround quarterbacks, and Cam's a little bit different because of the size, but all 3 of those guys really developed into big-time pocket quarterbacks later on in their careers and had some of their best passing seasons after the age of 30. Can Cam do that? And these are all question marks that just no one has an answer to until you get him in that system and you see, one, how healthy the leg is, but more importantly, how healthy the shoulder is.
So what do you think? 500 team?
New England? With a healthy Cam? I think with a healthy Cam, I think that's an 11 or a 12 win team, and you're competing for the division title with Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I mean, that division is still not very good. That's true. Miami is still.
And it's Belichick.
And you have the best coach in the game. You still have a very good defense, although you had plenty of defections. I think your offseason was not one that you're really thrilled about. But again, a healthy Cam Newton took a very flawed Carolina team with an elite defense, by the way, and New England had an elite defense last year, and he took him to a Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't think Cam's going to be that, which is why I say I don't buy the Super Bowl talk. But if Cam's healthy, they're a double-digit win team, and in that division, you've got a chance to win it. I think I would still lean Buffalo. I think Buffalo wins that division for the first time. And, you know, since what has it been? How many years been since New England didn't win that division? But if Cam isn't, you know, if Cam is a shell of himself, or it takes a while to get going and learn a new system and all that, and remember, there is no real offseason, so Cam's coming in under the gun, having to learn a new system. I think in reality, if I was a betting man, I think that's probably what you said, more along the lines of an 8-10 win team as opposed to a 10-12 win team, which is why I'm still leaning Buffalo to win that division.
You know, the last time a team other than the Patriots won that division was 2008.
And that was the injury with who was their quarterback?
Matt Castle.
Yeah, Matt Castle.
Yep.
And by the way, I think that team still won 10 or 11 games. They just didn't make the postseason. They didn't win the division.
And the Patriots won it then the previous 5 years before that. You got to go back. One team has won the AFC East outside of the Patriots since 2002. One.
Yeah.
And that was the Jets.
They've been really, 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 really,
I mean, it was the Dolphins, but in 2002 it was the Jets.
But I'm telling you that you look at their roster, right. It's taking a step backwards with Cam. It's going to be a step backwards.
All right. Who helped Cam Newton land in New England? Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So we are discussing Cameron Newton. Who's now the Patriots quarterback, which makes total sense. Like we were saying that
he is not. He is competing with Jared Stidham.
Well, you know what I mean.
To be their
and
quarterback.
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer's back there?
Yeah. I think that was their competition, was Stidham and Hoyer. Now slightly more challenging.
I bet you Hoyer's like more pissed than Stidham.
I don't think Hoyer's not pissed about anything.
Dude, he is, because he was going to beat Stidham out. He's like, this guy's a chump.
I think he just gets to sit around and collect his money now. He'll be fine.
So Cameron Gerald Newton is a quarterback with the New England Patriots, which we thought all along would be a nice fit because, well, Jared Stidham.
Yeah.
But it was weird that the Patriots did not sign him. But now you look at it and go, well, of course, I wonder why it took this long. But because they'll take risks on guys. Belichick will take risks on guys. He just won't do it at a high cost.
Well, and I wonder, too.
And that's exactly what Cam Newton was. It's like, this is a no-lose for the Patriots.
Exactly, right? And even if he leaves, you still end up with a comp pick if he leaves after the 1 year. So,
they conveniently get the third-round pick back that they lost for cheating.
So I honestly wonder how much of this was just Cam realizing there wasn't another option out there. Right. Cam doesn't feel good about taking $1.5 million and then having all the incentives laid upon it. But there really just wasn't another option. In fact, it seemed like basically what was going to happen with Cam is he was just going to wait for an injury. He was just going to sit around and wait through camp, wait for someone to get hurt and then jump in. So maybe that was one of those where he just had to see that his market just was non-existent. Right. We thought the Chargers were going to be a good fit, but then they drafted Herbert. So he's like, well, I'm not going to go there. And we thought the Bears were going to be a good fit. That didn't happen there.
The Patriots just waited it out.
Yeah, the Patriots just waited it out. And then eventually it was just, you know, at $1.5 million in incentives, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and for all the talk of Cam Newton, I love how we've suddenly just collectively, we just take a big steaming dump on this guy. He's got flaws. He won an MVP.
He's awesome.
When healthy, he is really good. The question is, and that is fair if you want to bring that up, is when healthy, and we don't know if
healthy. They wouldn't assign him if they didn't think he had a chance, you know?
Yeah.
Like if he were that damaged, they wouldn't assign him.
No.
So he's obviously got a shot. And Norv Turner was the one that told Bill Belichick, dude, this guy's great. Like apparently Bill Belichick has been a fan of Cam Newton and what he can do for a long time. And you know how Belichick does. This was true when we were watching that Belichick Saban documentary.
Yeah.
Where Saban said, you know, of all the kids I've had drafted, you're one of the only coaches that actually calls me to ask about them. That's Belichick. Belichick, in other words, does his homework. And the one guy that he talked to that they say helped sway Belichick to sign Cam Newton was his former OC in Carolina, Norv Turner, who said, dude, the only problem with him is his health. Mm-hmm. That is it. Other than that,
he's a great leader, he's a hard worker.
He was great, and he played great, and he is, I guess I don't know why you need Norv Turner to tell you that, but I guess, you know, it's always good to get that opinion when he's worked that closely with them. And so that's why, part of the reason why the Patriots signed him.
Well, and remember too, that Josh McDaniels, their offensive coordinator, he was a guy as a head coach that was willing to tie his wagon to Tim Tebow, who can we say is a poor man's version.
Poor
man's version. He's the bum voyage version of Cam Newton. So the fact that you get Cam, you know, and look, a lot of this is the way the NFL is going. These sort of, you know, mobile dual threat quarterbacks, and Cam is the ultimate one of those. Well, maybe Lamar Jackson now. But again, Cam has done this for a long time. And if he's healthy, I can see New England's offense coming out and looking completely different. I do not buy that they are going to ask Cam to run Tom Brady's offense, which is short precision passes, get the ball out of your hand, be ridiculously accurate, pre-snap reads, all that stuff. I just don't buy that they're dumb enough to just try to ram that through. You can tailor this to Cam Newton, and it wouldn't shock me if you see a lot of similarities in the Patriots offense to what you're seeing in Baltimore.
All right, up next, we've got a busy next hour, Stock Watch, and in the news, the latest on COVID. We get some big Oregon State. I don't mean Oregon State University.
Yeah, just Oregon State, the state of.
State of Oregon news today regarding mascuses. But up next, let's talk about two Pac-12 schools now looking for an apparel deal.
You want to throw your hat in the ring?
Sure.
Want to sew up some jerseys and see what
happens? Can't quite do the millions that they do. But
yeah, but maybe some quality gear. You know, stitch something up for them, come up with a ROP logo.
Yeah, 358 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.